This week's parsha, we have Parshas Bo, and as everyone knows, those of us that have been zochet to learn Shnayim Mikra and get into a rhythm of Shnayim Mikra, you know that this is a parsha where the floodgates open up. Floodgates meaning the floodgates of mitzvos that Klal Yisrael is commanded. In fact, there was a reference to this parsha all the way at the first Rashi in the Torah. Rashi says in Bereishis that the Torah only had to begin with Parshas Bo. Why Parshas Bo? Because that's the first mitzvah that the Jews were commanded as a people. We had mitzvahs in Bereishis. We had the mitzvah of Puravu. We had the mitzvah of Mila. Other mitzvahs in Bereishis. Very, very few. And all of a sudden in Bo, the floodgates open up. We have many, many mitzvahs in Parshas Bo. Karban Pesach, Kiddush HaChodesh, Tefillin, many, many mitzvahs that already appear in Parshas Bo. I want to focus on a Rashi with you. Before I get to the Rashi, I want to share with you a very interesting comment of the Bahag. The Bahag says that the book of Shmos that we're reading now, our third parsha in this week, is called Sefer Hasheni, the second book. Well, that's not to be chiddush, you know. Bereishis is the first book, and Shmos is the second book. What does the Bahag mean by calling Sefer Shmos, which we're in right now, Sefer Hasheni, the second book? What's the idea? What's happening? What happens in Bereishis that leads up to Shmos? What's the message of Shmos being called Sefer Hasheni, the second book? So I want to share with you a very, very beautiful Rashi that I learned together with some of you this week. But I think the Rashi is a very, very important message for all of us. Something that requires constant chizuk. Something that requires constant strengthening in our lives, in this year and in general. Rashi says in the following Perikud Beis Pasuk Gimel. Hashem says to Moshe and to Aaron in Mitzrayim the following. This is Pasuk Beis. Achodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This is the first of the months. Nisan is the first month for Jewish calendaric issues. Rishanu Lachem Lachot Sheashana. Fine. Next word is very challenging. Next word is Dabru. Speak. What should it say? Daber. Who's the speaker? Who's the spokesman?
Moshe.
Almost everywhere in the Torah says Daber. And here, it says Dabru. Why is it Dabru? So Rashi comments. Listen to this very, very important Rashi. Listen carefully, everybody. Dabru. Says Rashi, Yechi Aaron Midaber. Is Aaron speaking? Baluk for Nemar, Atot Daber. It says earlier, Hashem told Moshe, you'll be the one that speaks to Paro. So why is that Dabru speak in plural? Ella, listen to these words, please. Cholkin kavod zelaze. They gave honor to each other. Moshe to Aaron, Aaron to Moshe. V'omrim zelaze lamdeni. Amazing. Hashem told it to Moshe, Moshe told it to Aaron. And then after Moshe told it to Aaron, Moshe said to Aaron, teach me. Even though he had just taught Aaron. And Aaron said to Moshe, teach me. And the way the respect was flowing so strong between Moshe and Aaron, says Rashi, that dibor yotzi mibein shneim ki ilu shneim medaber. Who really spoke? Moshe spoke, but it appeared as though they were both speaking. Why? Because they had such a respect for each other, they had such a kavod for each other, they had such a an appreciation for each other, kavod. And the Torah says, dabru, both of you speak. That's what happened, because they both spoke. This Gemara reminds me of the famous Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. It talks about the students of Rabbi Akiva. Gemara says, we know there was 24,000 students, 12,000 pairs of students Rabbi Akiva had. They all died, the Gemara says, from Pesach to Shavuos. They all died in the period we know as Sfiras HaOmer. Some of the commentators point out, why did it say 12,000 pairs? Why not say 24,000 students? What's the 12,000 pairs? And some explain the answer is because it wasn't 24,000 people that were unrelated and disconnected from each other. It was 12,000 pairs of chavrusas. They learned together. But you know what? Why did Yadig Gemara say, Shalo nagu kavod zelazel? On their madrega, on their level, they died because they didn't give honor to each other. They didn't respect each other. Maybe they wanted to say a pshat. They said, you're a pshat, that's the wrong pshat. Maybe they even said your pshat is a terrible pshat. Maybe they disrespected each other the way they were supposed to respect each other. And because of that, the Gemara says the destruction of Torah came to the world because There was no respect. And without respect as the foundation, you can't have Torah. And here you have in this Rashi the opposite of that. What's the opposite of that? Aaron honoring Moshe, Moshe honoring Aaron. It says, no, they're both speaking because they honor each other so much. Rabbi Simon from YU, Rabbi Baruch Simon, very chashuv Rosh Hashiva YU, has a sefer called Imri Baruch. They have it in the Beis Medrash. In the introduction to Sefer Shmos, he quotes this Bahag, who says that it's called Sefer Sheni. Why is this book of Shmos called Sefer Sheni? Because this is the book of Torah. This is the book we get the Torah. Yisro, coming up 2 weeks from now, Parshas Yisro, we have the Kabbalah Satorah, Maamar HaSinai. What comes before Matan Torah? The first book. What's the first book? Bereishis. What's the first book about? Derech Eretz. Midos. Because Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah. Because you can't really have Torah learning if you don't have Derech Eretz. You can't be successful in learning if you don't have respect for the next person. If you don't respect each other, if we don't respect each other as a chevra, as chavrusa, as people, we can't be successful in learning. When we have respect, when we are respectful for each other, when we have the proper mindset, the proper appreciation of each other, when we have kavod for each other, so then we're going to have a tremendous amount of hatzlacha. There's a sefer Rishon, sefer Sheni. The first book is Bereishis. That's the book of Midos, the Derech Eretz, which is Kadma LaTorah. And then you have Sefer HaSheni, which is the Torah. That's what you have over here in the sixth parasha, Moshe and Aaron honoring each other, and by doing so, they'll be respectful in Torah. They'll be successful in Torah. Moreover, Abosai, I want you to think for a second about people that you respect in Torah, people that we look up to in their Torah values, people that say, wow, this person's an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, a towering Talmud Chacham. And I want you to notice something that always goes together with those people. They are always people that are midos up the gazoodles. People that are tremendous bali midos, that work on themselves, that respect everybody constantly, always respecting any person that comes before them. The amount of derech eretz that's kadma la Torah by those individuals, my friends, is usually commensurate to their Torah. Meaning what? Meaning they have so much Torah, but they have so much Derech Eretz. It's not like, they know a lot of Torah, and they say, lahavdil, lahavdil, lahavdil. Excuse my mashal, but it's just a mashal. Oftentimes you meet sports, big sports heroes, big sports athlete stars, and they're known for their tremendous prowess in any sport. Pick a sport. It could be basketball, hockey, whatever, football. And oftentimes they feel like because they have so much going for them, they don't need to give anybody the time of day. I don't have to look at you. You know how much I make? You know how much money? You know how much money people are trying to throw at me so I could advertise for their products and they can make more money? Everyone wants a piece of me. And oftentimes with that comes a very, very small amount of derech eretz, if any. And they don't care about anybody else, unfortunately, because they don't need anybody else. Rahman al-Islam. When it comes to Torah, it's not that way. It's Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. It's almost impossible to have a real Talmud Chacham that doesn't have real Derech Eretz. It's almost impossible to find someone that I can really look up to and respect, whose prowess in Torah is so great, but his Derech Eretz is shvach. I think of Marabim for a minute. Just people that I look up to in my life, that I call my Rebbeim, that I'm zochet to call my Rebbeim, one after the other, with no exceptions. It's this blend. It's a blend of incredible Torah, but incredible Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah that comes before it. I think of my Rebbeim. I don't remember ever being interrupted by my Rebbeim when I was talking. I was speaking, I asked the question. I think they always wait till I finish the question before they respond. Why? Derech Eretz, come on, someone's talking to you, so you wait until they finish, and then you respond. You don't just respond. Derech Eretz, Kadma, LaTorah. There are so many examples, of Derech Eretz, Kadma, LaTorah that we find by our Gedolei Yisrael. And this we find in this week's parasha, and this is a very, very, very fundamental yisod, my friends, for us as we move through our year. You know, we're already in Shvat. Already a few that didn't teshuva. Way less than 2 months left in his man. And Baruch Hashem, we're growing a lot in learning. We're growing a lot in our understanding of learning. We have a big bechina coming up on Sunday, Be'ezus Hashem. Chazara, we'll start a new parak soon. It has to be that with our growth in learning is coming also a derech eretz. Our derech eretz has to be getting better also. And it is Baruch Hashem, and it has to even be getting better and better. And we're going to see in life that the more we work on both of those things, the more we'll see a beautiful, balanced growth in both areas. A growth in Torah, a growth in Derech Eretz, Kadma Torah. And it's not Bittul Torah to work on your Midos. It's not Bittul Torah to spend time thinking about how I can become better, and how I can speak in a more refined way, and how I can be more respectful to other people. That's an avoda. That's a big avoda, and a very, very important avoda. We should be zocheh be'ezus Hashem abosai to understand the value of why this book is called the second book. Think about the first mitzvah. In the first mitzvah, the Torah says, Dabru! You speak. Who's speaking? Moshe speaking. No. They're both speaking because there's a tremendous respect. Moshe, who's greater than Moshe in Torah? But he respected Aaron so much. I want you to explain to me. Have a little humility and appreciation of those people around us. There's so much to respect. There's so much we can learn from every single person around us if we just open our eyes a little bit and try to see the good and see the positive and be able to learn from the great people that came before us. We should be zocheh, b'mirtz Hashem, to a lot of Torah. And be zocheh at the same time to a lot of derech eretz, kadma la-Torah. And b'mirtz Hashem, we will see that the more derech eretz we have, the more Torah we'll have also. And b'mirtz Hashem, we should be zocheh to Torah and derech eretz, kadma la-Torah. We should be zocheh to mechabit each other and to really appreciate one another for what we have. And b'siyata d'shmaya, have an amazing year and amazing life moving forward. B'siyata d'shmaya. Wonderful Shabbos, tzaddikim. Shabbos.